Hey, love. I know I've called a lot, but you left so suddenly after our talk earlier and haven't answered my texts. I got concerned. I know you said you wanted to slow down and have more space. I'm willing to give that to you, but that won't work by shutting me out and avoiding my calls. Look, I'm sorry. I've been clingy and overbearing at times, sometimes. God, I don't even know how to say this. Sometimes when I'm with you and I see you talking to your friends or even being near other people, I get this feeling like a punch to the chest. It pains me to see you around other people. I know it sounds stupid and I'm being selfish, but that's just how I feel about you, and I don't want a stupid fight to ruin what we have. I don't want to argue anymore. Just tell me what I have to do to make us work. I need us to work. I want us together forever. But the only way for that to happen is if we set aside our differences and talk about this. Please don't shut me out, baby. Let's work this out together. Give me a call when you're ready to talk.
There's no way in hell they're gonna call me back. They think they can just break up with me and get away with it? It's nearly Valentine's Day, for Christ's sake. What if their plan was to get rid of me and find someone else to be their Valentine? I can't let that happen. I won't let them get away with this. Think of something I can do. Wait, my keys. There they are. Almost forgot I made these. Problem solved. See you tomorrow, love.
Morning, baby. I just wanted to leave a message and let you know that I'm on my way over to your place. I'm sure you're still on your morning walk like I am, so I wanted to let you know we can properly talk. Done a lot of thinking since last night. Neither of us were in the best headspace then, so I think it's important we talk about this in person. Plus, I laid a lot on you in my voicemails, though I'm sure you never heard any. But I'm sure there's more you want to tell me too. Let's just get everything off our chests when we see each other, okay? No holding back. Lay everything on me. I also got a few treats for you. Nothing special, just a little something to apologize. You don't have to accept them, but at least I tried, you know? Okay, I'm nearly there, so I'm gonna quit rambling, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, if I time this correctly and their route hasn't changed, as soon as they listen to the voicemail, I'll only have a couple minutes to get to their place and sneak inside. There's no way in hell they'd let me in, so this is my only opportunity. Well then, you're all ready. Looks like I'm ahead of schedule. Let's see if this key'll work. Bingo, best copies yet. Wow, they redecorated since I was here last. They need to invite me over more. Let me just put these gifts on the table and. Ah, jeez, you got here fast. I barely got to close the door behind me. Guess you listened to that message after all. Happy Valentine's Day, love. I hope you don't mind me letting myself in. Oh, it doesn't matter how I got in here. What does matter, however, is the conversation we need to have. Yeah, I know we talked last night, but I got to thinking. I know you want to slow down our pace and all that good stuff, but if anything, I think we should take that time to refocus our romance. Don't be silly, love. Of course we're still together. See the coffee table? I got your favorite drink, candy, and flowers just like last year. You didn't want any special dates, but you never turned down sweets in Starbucks. That's how much I know you. That's how much I care about you. I want this relationship to work, so I'm trying my damnedest to make sure it does. Healthy? What do you mean this isn't healthy? Everything I do is for you, can't you see that? What happened to giving you space? I was willing to give you that, but not if it meant you leaving me. That's not gonna happen. I decided you were mine a long time ago. Space and time won't change that. Another person won't change that. Crazy? I'm not crazy, just greedy. I said I'm not crazy! No. No talking. Just listening. I want you. I want us. I want it all with you. Only you. I tried to let you have your space. I tried to give you time. I really, really wanted to be the bigger person. But I just got too impatient. You can try and find someone else, but they won't feel for you as I do. They won't burn for you like I do. They won't crave you as much as I do. Maybe you just need a reminder of everything you're trying to give up. You look so scared. You look so scared, baby. Why are you so scared? God. God, the look on your face is so cute. Oh. Let me ask you then. Who else is gonna expertly kiss the sensitive parts of your neck? You said there were multiple. You also told me I was the only one to find them all. Behind your ear. Under your jaw. Just above your shoulder. The little things that drive you mad. And let's not forget those bites you love so much. Who else is gonna leave those perfect marks and bruises all over your neck and chest? The ones you so proudly show off after our sessions. Perfect little imprint on your neck. I heard that little whimper, baby. You can't help but melt at my touch, can you? How about another on your shoulder? Look at you. Trying to show you're not affected by me anymore? Tell me, who else knows how to grind against your most sensitive parts and have you writhing and moaning my name without even taking your clothes off? You're wiggling so much, baby. How about I go harder and keep you a little more still? Fuck. You feel so good against me, baby. I feel those hips rocking back onto me. You don't even want me to stop, do you? It's just proof. You still want me. Giving in like nothing even happened. What's with the whining, love? Is the grinding too much for you? You're so sensitive even with all your clothes on. Want me to touch you to soothe the ache you have down there? That's the spot, isn't it? You like it when I rub and stroke you through your pants. You're so hot down there, baby. God, I'm getting close just rocking against you. Let me go even harder so we can come together. Oh, no. Don't close your eyes, baby. I know you love it. But I want you to look at me. Look at me. Haven't you realized what you do to me? The effect you have on me. You hear these fucking moans in your ear. This is what you do to me. This is why I want you. You drive me fucking wild. Moan for me, love. Come on. Surrender to the pleasure and let me have my way with you. Fuck. I can feel you getting close. You want to come for me, baby? You want to prove your mind and come in your fucking pants with me? Come on. Come on, then. Come with me. Come with me. I proved my point, but I'm not done with you yet. I want you to understand something. Nobody can take you away from me. Not even me. You'd do well to remember that. You don't need to respond. I'm gonna make sure it stays that way. Happy Valentine's Day, baby.